One year ago today, in this sacred place, democracy was attacked. The will of the people was under assault. Our Constitution faced the gravest of threats. We, the people, endured. We, the people, prevailed. For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. And on this day of remembrance, we must make sure that such attack never happens again.
Harley Carnes, Joe Biden on the anniversary of the Capitol Hill riots, didn't miss Donald Trump, did he?
No, he took square aim, no doubt about it. It was his strongest speech so far, which is, you know, a bit interesting all by itself. You know, he said that he held a dagger to the throat of democracy in that speech. And they like to call it an insurrection. I can tell you what's happened in the country is that among the people who actually may have listened to it or watched it, about half are saying, you go, Joe. The other half are saying, what a lot of hooey, because they're saying it was, first of all, no insurrection. It was a riot that got out of hand. Yeah. An insurrection is an actual attempt to overturn the government, and they weren't doing that. Nah. Their stated goal from the beginning was to convince Congress, to pressure Congress, to count all the votes, to do a forensic examination of all the votes.
Yeah.
And they could have done that, but they chose not to. Anyway, I mean, Kamala Harris actually drew a comparison to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and the Islamist terror attack on September 11th.
Stop!
She did. Well, you know, she did. I mean, every time either one of them, well, particularly her, I mean, you know, she has foot and mouth disease for sure.
Yes. Has Donald responded, Harley?
Yes, he has. He said Biden is trying to further divide America, to distract from his own failures. He said a distraction for the fact that Biden has completely and totally failed. He said Biden used my name today to try to further divide America. The political theater is all just a distraction. He said our country no longer has borders, has totally and completely lost control of COVID. Independent inflation is rampant. Our military is in chaos. Our exit or surrender from Afghanistan was perhaps the most embarrassing day in the long and distinguished history of the U.S. and so much more. So Trump didn't let go either, but he never would.
Yeah, yeah. One of the most amazing things about this anniversary is how quickly and low Joe Biden has fallen in the polls, Harley.
Well, everything he's touched so far has not worked out well.
No.
I mean, everything has not worked out well. And so I think what this means is that this is the last arrow in their quiver politically for the fight in the midterm election. So what they're going to do, and this is just a prediction, this January 6th committee that's underway could have been done with this a while ago. And they don't even ask the hard questions like, why was there no National Guard there? Why didn't Nancy Pelosi allow the National Guard to come in?
Yes.
Why was the Capitol Police so ill-prepared? And on and on and on. They didn't even ask any of those questions. But what the Democrats will do is they will try to keep January 6th foremost, sort of like an impeachment, until the election. Because they know that in the election, if they lose the House, that investigation goes away the next day.
Yep, yep. Clever commentary. Now, I like the sound of this kind of justice. One of the Boston Marathon bombers has been ordered to give COVID relief payments to his victims.
Well, it's about time. I mean, he's ordered to pay back millions, you know, but this, and he got COVID relief. And a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, you know, Joker Tsarnaev got $1,400 from all of us taxpayers. You're kidding. Not only that, when Congress passed the American Rescue Plan, that's what they call it, trillions of dollars in rescue money, they forgot to leave out the prisoners. They didn't forget. The Democrats didn't forget. They specifically kept them in there.
Right.
Because Senator Tom Cotton and a couple of other Republicans offered an amendment to fix the situation. It was turned down on a party line vote, 50-49. I think that, you know, keep in mind, the Democrats want to change the voting rules so that prisoners can vote.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any connection between those two.
Yeah, gee, they're soft, 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 soft. Tell me about River Dave. River Dave has been arrested again after returning to the woods.
Yeah, what a great little story. I mean, he's a former hermit in New Hampshire, arrested for trespassing. David Lidstone is 81. He's known affectionately as River Dave because for nearly three decades he's lived in an old cabin on the Merrimack River. There in New Hampshire, he's a squatter, in fact. The land is not his, belongs to a man in Vermont who rarely visits his own property. Kayakers, boaters, hikers along the riverbank have talked to River Dave for years.
They say he's a great guy, just likes to live simply, alone, surrounded by nature. The cabin, which had been his home, burned down while he was in jail back in August for trespassing. Yeah, well, the owner had a contractor go out to tear it down and managed to set fire to it. He says, oops, my mistake. Oh. It was an act. Yeah, there's the shack left over. So River Dave moved into the shack, put a little wood stove in there. Keep in mind, it's wintertime. It's cold. Oh, my gosh, it's cold in New Hampshire. But they've arrested him and put him in a nice warm jail cell. And in the meantime, his friends, people online, have raised $200,000 so far to try to find him a new place to live.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. How good is that? That's fantastic. He'll have somewhere warm to go when he gets out of the jail cell. That's a great story. Enjoy your weekend. Great to talk, Harley. Catch up next week.